The thing that Rebbe did was the rochatz, the kroina shel tipurei, the shivas of Batamis. He went to wash himself. Rashi says the yoyma shutaf ahesia, the shoye b'shas hilach kroinus. In the middle of the day, in front of everybody, when they're walking with the kroinus, with the wagons, he went and washed himself on shivas of Batamis. He washed himself. So Chori did two things wrong. Vaito bikesh lakar tishabov. He also wanted to be eikur to say we shouldn't have tishabov anymore. V'loy hoydoloy. But the Chomim did not agree with Rebbe. They didn't say it to be yoker tishabov. So Rashi Tosa says, kosh eikis akadaitich, the high time of the Rebbe, or you write like a tishabov. What kind of swear is that? The Mara says in Tainis, kol eichel b'shoyse b'tishabov, ve'en aroi b'nechom ha'shi yushalayim. So what's the having of Rebbe to say there should be no more tishabov? So Tosa says, v'yesh loymar, to lay rotz aloikri, he didn't want to say there should be no more tishabov at all. El mechumra sheyesh bo yosim mishatainis. They just want to say the chumras, like if a tiny sieb of a bubble, that shouldn't apply to Tisha B'Av. Like maybe you should be allowed to wash yourself, nilas asandos should be mutter, that's all they wanted. Inami, the other svaras, what Rebbe wanted to do was, la'akroi mitisha l'kavei basiri, k'diyam Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe wanted to say there shouldn't be Tisha B'Av on the ninth of Av, like we had before, but it should be on the tenth day of Av, because the main part of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the tenth day. So Rebbe wanted to be oikir from Tisha B'Av to make it into the 10th day of Av, of Avalahoydoloi. The Chum did not agree to him. He didn't have the power to do it. Now, Omer Lefonov, Rebbe Abba Bazavda, Rebbe, that Lekachaya Maisa, that was not the Maisa. It wasn't the Pshat this time Rebbe wanted to be oikir Tisha B'Av. You know what the story was? Elo Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Hevi. The story was, it was Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. V'dachmuhu Liachra Shabbos. And they pushed it off to Sunday. The Yama Rebbe said, "Hayovanitcha yitcha." That since you're not fasting anyway on Shabbos, you're pushing it off to Sunday. He also swore yitcha. You don't have to fast at all. That's what Rebbe wanted to do. He wanted to push it off altogether. You don't have to have a nitcha of Tisha B'Av. But the Chachamim did not agree to him. So that was the story. So unless he said Kori Alei, he said about him that Tovim Mashnayim Menechet. It's good both of us rather than one. In other words, because of both of us together, we understood what's going on. That Rebbe did not really want to be like a Tisha B'Av Legamri, but rather just it was a Tisha B'Av that came out on Shabbos. It should have been a Nidcha. Rebbe didn't want to make it a Nidcha, and that the Chum didn't agree and said, no, we shouldn't make it a Nidcha. We're supposed to still make it a Nidcha. Now the Gemara is. For Rebbe, Heichi Nota Natiya B'Purim. How was Rebbe allowed to do a malacha to plant something, to plant a young tree on Purim? How could he plant? The Yotoni learned like this. The Yotoni Rav Yosef, Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. It says in the Megillah that Purim has a din of Simcha u'mishta v'yomtif. What does that mean? Simcha malamet shasurim behespid. You're not allowed to be sad on Purim, you can't give a spedim on Purim. Even if somebody dies on Purim, the kfur is on Purim, you're not allowed to say a hespid. Mishta, what does the pasuk mean? A Mishta, Malamed comes to teach us, She'osu v'tainis, you're not allowed to fast on Tisha B'Av. It has to be a Mishta, you have to drink on Tisha B'Av. The Yomtif, what does the Megillah mean, the Yomtif? Malamed she'osu v'asiyas malacha, you're not allowed to do malachas on Purim. At least like Chol HaMoed at least. You're not allowed to do malachas, only Dovrofet maybe. But malachas you're not allowed to do on Purim. So L'chor Tzakash and Rebbe, how could Rebbe plan do a malacha on Purim? Tamar says, El Rebbe, the Maisa was Bara Beisehevi. I'll tell you, Rebbe lived in a city that was open, that the din of Purim was Yudalit. V'chinota v'chameisa nota. And when did Rebbe plant? On the 15th day. That was Shushan Purim. So then there's no Issa Malacha, then you're allowed to plant. For the Gemara, it's not true. So your Rebbe v'Tveria Hevi. Rebbe used to live in Tveria. That was Rebbe's city where Rebbe lived in. Now, the Tveria Mulkefas Chayma Miyamos Yeshua Benun Hevi. Tveria had a wall around it from the times of Yeshua Benun. Therefore, Rebbe's din to read the Megillah is on Tesvav. So how could you say Rebbe planted on Tesvav? That's a kasha. So Megillah says, you may mishter v'simcha v'yomtif. It has a din yomtif to it on Purim. So the Gemara answers the other way. El Rebbe Baruch HaMesevi. True. Rebbe lived in Tveria, a city that has a wall around it. The din of Purim is on Tesvav. That's the day here in the Megillah. The Chinoti, now you know when Rebbe planted this young tree, Pia Beser, heavy. He planted it on the 14th day of Adar. Therefore, there's no Kasha. since it wasn't Purufim, there's no Issa Malacha, he was allowed to plant. Fred the Gemara, Mi Pshita Led Tzferya Mechefes Chayma, Mi Yemais Yeshur Benun, is it so Tosha that Rebbe holds that Tzferya did have a wall around it from Yemais Yeshur Benun, therefore Rebbe only had to keep one day Purim, not 2 days. V'yachiskiya Kori B'Tzferya B'Abeisar U'V'Chameisar. Chiskiya read the Megillah twice. He lived in Tzferya, and he used to read the Megillah in a Suffolk on Yudalit and on Tezvov. Why? Nisafkele, he had a Suffolk, he mukefas chemim, yemais yishur benunhi. Eli, he had a Suffolk whether there was a wall around Tzferya from the times of Yishur benun. So you see, Chiskiya had a Suffolk, how come by Rebbe he's saying for sure it was only one day, the 15th day was Purim, and after he planted on the 14th day was okay? Why? Samar says yes. I tell you, the Chiskiya Mesafkele, true. Chiskiya had a suffix if Tzferya had a wall around it or not. So therefore, Chiskiya kept 2 days Purim. Mashenkin LeRebbe is Pshitalei. The Rebbe was Poshetim that Tzferya did have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua. Therefore, Purim is only Tezvav V'Adar, and Rebbe planted the young tree on Yudalit, therefore it's all Mishav. Fred Gemara. Mishari, even if you want to say Rebbe knew for sure that Tzferya has a wall around it, so his din is tear the Megillah on Tezvav. It's just so proshid you're allowed to do Malach on Yudalid. The Yoksir, the Pasuk says like this, the Megillah's Tainis. It says now Megillah's Tainis that Es Yoim Arba'osam V'Es Yoim Chamishosam Yoim Epuryinun. It says the Megillah's Tainis, these are Yom Tovim and the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to fast in these days. So which 2 days can't you fast? Part of the Megillah Tainus is on Yudalit and Tezvav of Adar, the 2 days of Purim, you're not allowed to fast. In an the Loyla Mispid Bohen, you can't say Hespid, and you can't fast. The Yomar Rav, Rav says, Lo'nitzrecho, like what's the Chiddush? The whole Rav is bothered, why do you have to put these days in the Megillah Tainus for? It says the Megillah Sester like that. In Megillah Sester, we dashed before, that Purim is called Yimei Simcha U'Mishta. So it says Simcha means that it's also Behespid, and Mishta means it's also Betainus. So even without Megillah's Tainus, just look at the Megillah's Esther alone, you know that Yudalit and Tezvav is also with a Hespid, and it's also at the fast. So what's the Chiddush of Megillah's Tainus? So Rav answers like this, the Yomar Rav l'nitzricho, el l'esher eshel zeh b'zeh, v'yeshel zeh b'shel zeh. In other words, as Megillah's Esther alone, if a person lives in a city that has a wall around it, it's only Tezvav is Purim for him. On Yudalit, it's not Purim, he could do Malach, he could say Esther, he could do what he wants. But because of Megillah's Tainus, the Ezra Bonham Chaveya know that no matter where you live, in a city that has a wall, a city that doesn't have a wall in it, now these 2 days are part of Megillah's Tainus, that we don't want you to fast these 2 days, and we don't want you to say Hesper these 2 days. So what's the Kash and Rebbe then? Even if Rebbe lived in Tferia, that Rebbe held for sure and had a wall around it, that only the 15th day was Purim, how was Rebbe allowed to plant on the Yudalid? I'm a Gilas Tainus supplies to Yudalid also.
Alright, turnover. Alright, turnover.
So the Gemara answers Pashit. Hani Mili, when do we have the din of Megillah's Tainus? That those are special days the Rabbanim made a Yom Tov. Not to fast and not to say Hesped. That's only on Emili, the Hesped of a Tainus, that's all. Those days that it says the Megillah's Tainus, you're not allowed to fast, you can't say Hespedim. Ava Malacha, Mashenke Malacha, Yoymecha Besulai. That the Mikra Din Purim is also the Malacha, it's only because it says in the Megillah's Tainus, because it says in the Megillah's Esther. The Yom Tov, it says. It says, Simcha Mishta the Yom Tov. So after Yom Tov, it's only Sosa the Malachim, but only one day. If you live in a city that has a wall around it, it's only Tezvav, it's Sosa Malachim. If you live in a city that doesn't have a wall in it, it's only Yudalit that's Sosa the Malachim. But not 2 days. Therefore, it's good Rebbe, our Rebbe was able to plant on Yudalit, since he lived in Tferia that he owned, had a wall around it, that his day was Tezvav, therefore Yudalit is allowed to plant. For the Gemara, it's not true. For Rav Chazai Elihu Gavro, Rav saw a person, Teve Koshoda Kitna Bapurya. He was like planting flax on Purim. Yeah. Rav Shadja Kitna means Zoraya Pishtin. Rebbe saw, what is this? Rav saw somebody planting flax on Purim. Volataya. And he cursed him. Volaitsama Kitna. And that flax never grew. So the Chur of the Kasher is, what's wrong? Lachur, the Vice Tavimini was, maybe that person was a bar from a city that has a wall around it, and the owner planted on Yudalit. So why did Rav get so angry at him? And the Gemara, no, Hosam bar Yoinehevi. There we're talking about that the person planted on the day that was poor for him. And when Rav saw him, Rav gave him a klola. But then the Chanami Rebbe, when Rebbe planted on Yudalit, it was mutter, because he lived in Tverion that has a wall around it, he only has the Tesvav for the Yisra Malacha. Right, Rabba Bered Rav Rama says Rabba Bered Rav wants to answer like this. No, Afilu Taima Biyoma Hespid V'Tainis Kibil Afilu Taima Biyoma. Even if you want to say Rebbe Taka planted on the day of Tesvav, wherever Rebbe lived in Tveria, even if you want to say Tveria has a wool around it, and the day of Megillas Tesvav, still I'll tell you maybe Rebbe Taka planted on Tesvav itself. Aye, it's Akasha, how could Rebbe plant on Purim? The Megillah says, the Yom Tov, it's also the Melocha. The Teretz is, Hespid V'tainas Kibilu Alayu. Klai Yisrael, the Rabbanim will makabal upon himself that Purim is a day, you can't say Hespid, you can't fast. But Melocha like Kibilu Alayu. That's the Locha, that Purim is Mutav Melocha. The Chachamim will not makabal upon himself not to do Melocha on Purim. Lamaisa, you're allowed to do Melocha on Purim. Why? Because in the Megillah itself it says like this. The Mikorek Seir, first the Pasuk says, Simcha Umishta V'yomtif. That's what it says about Purim. Purim is called the Yomtif. Well, if so, the next Pasuk says, Ksiv, Lasveis Oysam, Yimei Mishta V'simcha. That they made the next year like Purim, a Yimei Mishta V'simcha, that's all. Vilu Yomtif like Ksiv, but Yomtif it doesn't say. Slamais like Rehold, Mikor, Adin, Purim is Mutav Imlocha. Purim was not Mekubal to be a Yomtif. It's only Yosef Atainas and Yosef Espit. For the Gemara, if that's true, the Yela Rav, my time of Latai Lugavra, so why did Rav curse that person that planted flax on Purim? We're saying now, Lalocha, you're allowed to do Malocha on Purim. The Teretz is, Devorim Hamatorim, true, Meikir Adin Esmuthi, you're allowed to do Malocha on Purim. But in Rav's city, it was, the Acherim Noga Bemisar. There was a minig to be Noigista not to do Malocha on Purim heavy. Well, the ask of the Rebbe, loy nogu, I it's a kasha of the minigir not to do malach on Purim. How can Rebbe did plant on Purim? The Teretz is, Rebbe's minig was in this city, they were not mekabel malacha. There they did do work on Purim. That's why Rebbe was allowed to plant on Purim. But that Rav saw somebody planting flax and he cursed him, was of course in that city was a mokim that they were noigir lachalachrim. They were machmir upon themselves not to do malach on Purim. Yes, everything is miyushiv. Meikir adin, you're allowed to do malach on Purim. Only in a place that there's a minig not to do malacha, you shouldn't do malacha. The boy said another teretz is like this: liyolam nogu. Really, even a Rebbe's place, the minig is not to do malacha on Purim. For Rebbe, I would say, how was Rebbe able to do malacha? How could he plant on Purim a young tree? The teretz is netiya shel simcha nota. He planted a planting of simcha, of happiness, and that's mutter to do on Purim. On Purim, you're allowed to be the Simcha. So you're allowed to plant something to do with happiness. That's mutter on Purim. Like Rashi says, Netiyah shel Simcha, Techivon de Purim Yom Simcha, since Purim is called Yom Simcha, Mutter l'toya Netiyah shel Simcha. You're allowed to plant a tree for a Simcha to have enjoyment from. Kidithnan, like what does that mean, Netiyah shel Simcha? Like we learned. Ovru Elu. It went by already the 13th Tanisim, like we had a Masechta Tainis. When the rain didn't come down, Bezdin was Goyzer, 3 Tainises, then another 3, then 7. Now after all these 13 days passed by, for Loi Nenu, and still no rain come down, then the Mishnah says, Mematim, Mamasav, Mamavamatim. People did less business then. But Binyan, they did less building. Over Natia, they did less planting. The Erison, they didn't get married. Over Nisun, they make Nisuyin. For Tony alone was learnt about this. What do you mean? They stop building and stop planting. It means binyan shel simcha. You're not supposed to build now a building of enjoyment. That's what's awesome. They have to build a house to live in is mutter. But to build the binyan shel simcha, that's awesome. Netiyah, what does it mean they stop planting dvarim shel simcha? That means that netiyah, what does that mean? Netiyah shel simcha. That now after the 13 tinuses, they didn't plant things to make themselves happy with. Now what does this mean? Eizel binyan shel simcha, what's called the binyan shel simcha? Ze habayna bayit chasnus lebnoi. That a person builds a house where he's going to make the chasna for his son. He builds the makam achuppah. Since you're talking about chuppah, about a chasna, it's a happy moment. So to build a house for the chasna, that's also to do after these 13 days of tainus. What's called, you're supposed to start planting, what's the planting of happiness? You plant a special type of a tree that gives off a lot of shade. It's a very wide, shady tree, that underneath it, kings like grow this tree in order to be able to sit underneath and enjoy themselves. So the type of a tree that you enjoy yourself very much underneath, you sit out in the open shade, that shows simcha. That's what you should not do. So that you shouldn't do after these tinnuses. Mashenkin and Purim. Since Purim is called the Yimei Mishta, the Simcha, so something to do for Simcha, that's mutter. So even though it could be there's a minute not to do malacha, but it's not to do stam malacha. But if you're doing a malacha that gives you Simcha involved, that's mutter to do on Purim. That's one of the terim that Mishnah Berurah brings down, that our meaning Huri is not to do malacha on Purim. Only a Dovr Avud. He says, I want people to do business, so he says, that's called Simcha Uloi. That's one of the terim. It's mutter to do business on Purim, because the guys have Simcha, he's making money, he's happy about it. So therefore, you're allowed to make money on Purim, that's also called Simcha. Like it says here, you're allowed to plant the type of a tree that gives you Simcha. By the Gufa. We learned before, Chizkiyah kori b'Tveriyah ba'beis of the Chameser. Chizkiyah had a suffix where the Tveriyah had a wall around it from Yeshua's times and that. So therefore, we read the Megillah 2 days on the 14th and the 15th. Misafkala yimukafas chemim mi mois Yeshua hi Eloi. For the Gemara, mi misafkala, could anybody have a doubt about it? That mi misafkala milsu the Tveriyah. Could anybody, Chizkiyah, have a doubt about the Tveriyah had a wall around it? The Yoksiv, there's a pasuk in Yeshua that says clearly, the Orei Mifsor, what were the cities that had a wall around it? Hatzidin, Tser, Vechamas, Rakas, Vikinoris. These are the cities that had a wall around it. The Kaimelon, we know that Rakas, you know what Rakas is? Zutveria. So it says clearly that Tveria had a wall around it. So what was Chizkiyah's suffix? And the Gemara, Haino time of the Mesafkli, you know why he had a suffix? Your doubt was like this. Mishum dechad gisa shura di yama heves. On one side, one bank of Tveria was the yam. Was the yam. So for sure, on one side, you don't have a wall around it. The side that has the yam, there's no wall there. But the other three sides have a wall around it. Fred Gemara Yachi, if so, am I Mesafkli? Then what do you doubt? Like, then for sure, it didn't have a wall around it. And how could Rebbe say that Tveria had a wall around it? The Chura, there's no wall on the fourth side. It's not called Mukefas Chayma. The fourth side had the yam, the ocean. Now the Gemara, that's not called a wall. The Tanya, like we learned by the Loch, is about the Ori Chayma. When the Torah says a Loch about an Ori Chayma, if you sell a house or a field, and a city that has a wall around it, so it says there, the Pasuk is Asher Lo Chayma. If you sell your house in a city that has a wall, that we dash, and what does it mean, a wall? For Lo Yishu Iger. And not if just you have houses, one next to another, that the houses should be the wall. That's not enough. Orei Chayma means the city has a wall around it, besides the houses itself. Then the Pasuk says Sovit, Asher Lo Chayma Sovit, that has a wall all around the city. So we dash in, Prat La Tveria. Tveria is not called an Orei Chayma. It's not called. Why? She Yoma Chaymasa. Because on the fourth side, beyond the ocean, is the boundary, is the bank of Tveria. So you see clearly, for both the Orei Chayma, Tveria is not called a city that has a wall around it. Even though on three sides it has a wall, but since the fourth side is open, it's only the yam protecting it, it's not called the ear that has a chayim around it. So how could Rebbe say of Zoy here, by Purim, you read the Megillah on the 15th, and why was Chizkiyah Mestafkul and Churis for sure not a wall? So Gemara says, my prozim, or my mekof and chsiva gavi mikra Megillah. The suffix is, what does it mean prozim, what does it mean mekof and chayim, but it says about Megillah. Mishum dahani migli, fahani loy miglu, fahani nami migli, is the pshat, the difference in the in the family true. For the loch of the Torah, what called brought the Yorah Chayma, Tveri is not called an ear that has a Chayma around it. There, Chayma means soviv, all four sides. Tveri doesn't have all four sides. But what Rebbe and what Chizkiyah is talking about, Filchus Megillah, that the Megillah said that the Inya of Prozim, open cities, and there are cities of Makofin that has a wall around it. Now, what's the chilek between open and a wall around it? One for us to say that mishum dahani miglu, the one that doesn't have a wall around it is open, fahani loy miglu, but the one that has a wall on all four sides is closed. If so, fahani nami migli, if so, then Tveri is also called an open city. It's not called a wall around it. Because on the fourth side, the yam, the ocean, you can see through, so it's not called an enclosed city. Oy Dilma, you know what Rebbe holds, or what Chizkel is Masufik about, Mishrim Dahani Mignu. The Pshat by Megillah is, close city means it's protected. That means it's protected on all four sides. Fahani, Le Mignu. Mashaykh, if the city is open, it's not protected on all four sides. If the swar of a wall is that the wall protects the city, then Avad Tferi is protected. Fahai Nami, Migne. Here it's protected, because on the three sides that's open to the open ground, dry land, it has walls around it. The fourth side that's open, it's open to the yam, nobody can come in. So since the mice is protected, therefore Tferia is called like Mukav Chayma, that Rebbe holds for sure you read the Megillah on Tezvav, and Chizkiya had a doubt about this, is that called enough for Chayma or not? Shemachim is Saskulay. By the Ravasi Kore Megillah B'Hutzal B'Yabesel Chameser. Ravasi living in Hutzal also had a doubt whether Hutzal had a wall around it. So he read the Megillah 2 days. He also had his doubt. And he could hear my son say, Omer Ravasi, hi Hutzal, this city Hutzal, the base Binyamin, it came from the place of Binyamin, and Mekafas Chemim Mimais Yeshua he. He didn't have a doubt, but for sure it did have a wall around it. And therefore, you only heard the Megillah on Tezvav. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said like this, Ki avina tli, when Rashi says, Kishayisi nar, when I was a young person, Amina Milsa said something, Tishalina l'sabayu, that I used to ask the older people there,